Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. We're right here in operations with your 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central update on Tropical Storm Gordon. I got a radar right up on the screen. That's the first place we're going to look. Starting to see some of the rainfall and some of these bands start to move northward. And over the next few hours, you'll start seeing some of those make it onto land over into coastal Alabama and also the panhandle of Florida. So that's where you're seeing your heaviest rainfall, and we're going to see that increase over the day today. Looking at the latest forecast, still forecast to become a hurricane before landfall. But the big point here is whether it's a hurricane or a tropical storm. Again, it really doesn't matter because you're still going to see the impacts of the storm surge and you see the heavy rain and the impacts as we go forward. We're looking at the hurricane warning from the Pearl River line all the way over to the Alabama-Florida state line. That's where we're looking at the best possibility of some of those hurricane force winds, and that's in the red. In the blue on either side, the tropical storm warning could see some tropical storm force winds. And look, you'll see actually the wind stretch forward with time into the central part of the country, and that's where we can see some rainfall stretch along with it. But remember, those impacts are well outside the cone. Just because this is the cone of air where we expect the center to be, the impacts stretch well outside that cone, as we'll see with the rainfall. Looking at that rain, you'll see some of the heaviest values in some of these areas right along the coast, Alabama, Mississippi, into Arkansas. And watch this, even up into Iowa, even into to northern portions of Missouri, you can see some heavy, heavy rainfall. Some of those 4 to 8 inches, and there could be some isolated amounts of 12 inches. That can cause some flooding. So we really got to look at that impact as we go forward with Tropical Storm Gordon. So just because you're inland doesn't mean you're out of the woods. And we got storm surge we need to look at as well. Some of the areas in pink, as I'm outlining here with the red line, that's where we have your storm surge warning and some of the highest values, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge, but that's not every place. That's really especially where the water piles up into your bayous, into your estuaries, and right along the media coast on some of the barrier islands. That's where you're going to see the greatest values. And on the edges, 2 to 4 feet in the storm surge watch area, where you could see some of those values, same thing, in where the water piles up and places that would traditionally flood some of your low-lying areas. So really looking at Tropical Storm Gordon, multifaceted. You're looking at storm surge, you're looking at the rainfall, and you're looking at some of the winds. Over the day today, things are going to go downhill. It may be okay this morning, but over the next couple hours, especially when we go through the day, things will start deteriorating for you in Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and the panhandle of Florida. So we've been right here. This has been the 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central update right here in the operations area at the National Hurricane Center. And we'll be back with you with any updates as they come in.